Thank you for tuning in to the WEEM Weekly Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast produced by 91.7 WEEM to share with you all about what is going on around the school and community. You can find present and future episodes of this podcast at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found.
Hi, and welcome back to the 917 WEEM WEEM Weekly Podcast. I'm Brooklyn Schuyler, and I'm here with
Monica Dunn.
And we're going to do a interview. So what made you become a teacher?
I've always loved math, and I've known since I was probably in seventh grade that that's what I wanted to do, is be a math teacher.
Wow. I feel like not a lot of kids want to be
a math teacher. I'm weird. So
how long have you been teaching?
It's my 36th year.
Wow.
Yes. There's only one person that's been here longer in this building.
Why did you go into teaching? Did someone like inspire you, or was it just always fun?
A lot of people in my family are teachers, mm-hmm. my uncle, my aunt, my cousins. It's just kind of in our family, yeah. And it's just something I've always thought of for myself.
Yeah. What are you most excited for this year?
This school year?
Yeah.
Being here every day, no e-learning unless it's intentional for us to be gone.
Definitely.
Yeah, no more masks.
I've had to keep wearing, I've had to wear one because I just got COVID and it's been mm-hmm. horrible.
Brings back bad memories.
Yeah. And you're the only one now, so it's like everybody knows. What would students be surprised to learn about you?
I don't know. I can't think of anything surprising. I guess I'm...
Hobbies, things you like to do outside of school, anything like that?
I like to read. I like to go on vacation, visit friends. I don't have anything too surprising.
What can students look forward to in your class?
Hopefully they know that in my classroom, I really care about their learning, and I hope they feel like they can come to me and ask questions and ask for help.
Yeah. What are some things that you like to teach? Like, what are your favorite subjects to teach, but lessons to teach?
I love to teach calculus. I love it when the new concepts make sense. Mm-hmm. And it mixes together with what a lot of them are doing in physics. So they help each other. The physics students understand physics better, and the calc students understand calc better with, putting them together.
Do you have a lot of, so last time that we talked to the newer teacher, I asked a lot about, like, did you get to know the staff in your last year or two here? And I know that I had Miss LaPlante on here, and she was talking about how she really liked the friendship she had made. Mm-hmm. Do you feel the same? Do you?
Oh, yeah. I have lifelong friends. Mrs. Ronsley teaches next door to me, mm-hmm. and we've been like sisters for 35 years. So, and then over the past couple years, a lot of the teachers that I spent my career with have retired. So that's you feel like a loss of your family, you know.
Do you stay in contact with any of them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do. Get together sometimes.
What is one thing that's changed throughout, you know, your first few years here too now?
So many things have changed. It's just the passage of time. But, this radio station, for one, it's so professional and become so cool.
Yeah.
Just the opportunities that the students have.
Do you think that of course the students have changed, but how do you think the students have changed the most?
Right now, it's just the bump that we had from COVID, mm-hmm. getting people used to asking questions again and, you know, getting them confident again and building up some of those math skills they missed.
Oh, definitely.
But, yeah.
I don't think I passed my sixth grade math when we had COVID.
It was bad. Everyone got an A+.
I wish. One thing. So, obviously you've been teaching for a very long time. So what is one thing that you've tried in your classroom that just like utterly failed, or is there anything that you tried to like do? Or
sometimes I try to be funny and that utterly fails often. I just laugh at myself and all the kids are just making cricket noises.
the falling jokes.
Yeah.
Those are pretty funny.
Yeah, I think they are, but some people think that's weird. Yeah.
The dramatic. this is such a weird question. Do you have plans to retire, or are you just going on till you go on?
I do have plans. I'm not going to share those.
Okay.
But I do have plans. I have a side hustle in mind. So,
wow.
Yeah. Looking forward to, you know, some traveling and things like that in the future.
Yeah, definitely. Getting away from the kids?
No, I love the kids. I love the kids.
What has kept you, like, teaching? What is something that you really enjoy doing?
The students. I mean, I care so much about their success and the fact that they want to learn. I think I talked to a couple of students in class the other day and said how much I appreciated the questions they ask.
I don't remember that. Well, I'm glad. Have you ever changed subjects before?
Well, I've taught everything in the math department. So, right now I've got geometry and calculus, but I've taught algebra and I've taught at Ivy Tech. I've taught trigonometry.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, I've taught lots of different things and within the math area.
Within math?
Mm-hmm.
And then have you always been in your classroom?
No.
Really?
Oh, no.
Have you changed multiple times?
Mostly changed while we were in construction in the late 90s. There was a time where another teacher and I were up in the balcony of the gym.
Oh, wow.
And had a fake wall between us. And it was loud and hard to, you know, but it was during construction. My room wasn't available. And every now and then we'd try to shush each other's students by just having our own students throw a big barrage of paper wads over the wall.
Oh, my gosh.
But, and I've been downstairs here by the radio area one year after, right after construction when they were still finishing things up. I've been in a couple different math rooms in my hallway. The English department's downstairs now, but we all used to be together upstairs.
Oh, really?
Math and English. Huh. They were side by side.
I would have never known that.
No, because now they're as far away as possible from each other.
They're separating each other.
Yeah.
When you were a kid, did you consider yourself a good or a bad student?
I was very conscientious. I always wanted to get an A+.
I mean, you did want to be a math teacher in like seventh grade.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Has there been any teachers that have like inspired you? So like any teachers in the building now or teachers when you were younger? That have been like,
no, because I'm like the oldest here. There's only one person that's been here longer. But I look back at my high school teachers and my elementary school teachers, you know, mm-hmm. there were a lot of them that inspired me. And my coworkers, over 35 years, you meet and work with some really amazing people. And I've had some really excellent experiences, along with not just teaching in the classroom, but being involved with extracurriculars.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've had lots of different activities that I've been involved with over the years and had some special, you know, relationships.
Are you involved in any extracurriculars now?
No, I'm just focused on being department chair right now. But in past, I've been in with Best Buddies. I've worked with SAD. I've worked with the marching band. Just a lot of things.
Been everywhere.
Academic team. Yeah, just lots of, just wherever I saw a need. And now I'm focusing on getting my department all ready for the future. Yeah. So.
What is one thing that you're most excited for this year?
You already asked me that.
I probably did.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something better. I'm excited. We have all new administration this year, so I'm excited to see where they take us and, you know, get some school spirit rolling. And I'm looking forward just to seeing. One of the mottos we've had in the math department is change is good, and so, you know, not that anything was bad in the past, but just change is good, and I like to see where we're headed.
Has there ever been another administration change since?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Over 35 years. This is my fourth or fifth principal.
Oh, wow. It's about as much as me. And that's just from schools. What is one thing that you didn't expect when you started here?
That all my friends would retire before I was ready to go.
Yeah.
That the time, I guess it was really unexpected. Time would go so fast. I feel like I'm still that same person, which I know I'm not, especially to the students, but just, you know, time has gone so quickly and it's been a really enjoyable time here. My career, I've really loved it.
That's good. Oh, if you ever could get a classroom pet, or if you ever have had one, would you get one? No?
No, there's just too many allergies.
Oh.
I don't want to deal with that.
True. I don't know. I feel like I'd want to explore that. I'd be like, I'm going to try this one year.
I had a classroom coffee pot one time. But
that works. When you first started here, did you think that you'd be teaching for such a long time?
I assumed I would be, but I didn't know that I'd still be loving as much as I do, you know?
Yeah. Was there ever a year where you were like, I'm done here? Like, it was just a bad year, maybe?
I think so. During the time, like, I have three kids, and when they were little, it was harder, you know?
Oh, yeah,
so there were times. I have one that was kind of sick when he was young, and there were times where I'm like, oh, what am I doing?
Do you think that yours get easier as you, like, progress, or do you think
I do?
Like,
I think I'm more relaxed, more mellowed out. Yeah, I think go with the flow a little bit better.
Yeah, you've got, like, your schedule down now.
Maybe. I should have it perfected, and then I'll retire.
Yeah. It's a great way to do it. What is something that you've learned from being here so long that you've implied through your teaching, like, that you didn't know at the beginning and now you've done?
That there's kind of a pendulum swing with education. Sometimes we focus on one topic and then it swings to the opposite. You know, sometimes we're preparing everyone to go to college and then we're preparing for tech school, you know, and it's just realizing that it's a constant change. You're never going to get just one solution and one pattern or one setup. It's just a fluid, constant change for better.
Sounds like the exact way that math works. Never get one answer, never fluent.
That is not true at all. Math is so beautiful and it always has a beautiful answer.
Yeah. Sure. No, I don't think math is so good. And then how do you think that you've, like, as obviously the students have grown and become more, like, modern, how have you, like, implied that, or what was different, I guess?
I think how I present the material is a little bit different. The way we take notes is a little different, a little easier for the students to grasp. I still use a chalkboard, though. I'm one of the few. But we don't take tons and tons of notes off the chalkboard.
Yeah. So. I feel like writing with a chalkboard is so, like, the chalk, it gets so annoying. I never... Ooh, do you have a least favorite lesson to teach or least favorite subject to teach?
Well, I don't dislike the subject, but my students seem to really struggle when we start learning how to do proofs in geometry. So it is a challenge to keep them positive and motivated. And
yeah. What is one thing that you do to prep for the year, like mentally or whatever?
I just have to get organized. I have a spreadsheet that I make that helps me make, like, an outline of where I'm going in the class that year. And I have notes that I made to myself from the year before that I want to make sure, oh, don't do this again, or make sure you do this sooner, you know. So just making sure I'm really organized.
Yeah. Has it ever been, like, when the curriculum has, if the curriculum has changed, has it been like, what am I doing now? Or
No, math's math. Oh. I mean, I haven't felt that way necessarily. We've emphasized things or de-emphasized things, but it's never too much about, you know, what am I doing?
Yeah. Well, that is going to be it for our podcast.
Okay.
So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. But bye.
Bye.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917weem.org. Again, that is 917weem.org.
Welcome back to another segment of WEEM Weekly. I'm Ethan Link, and I'm here with
Tiffany Owens. I am a family and consumer science teacher, and this is my 10th year teaching here.
So you've been teaching for quite a while. What's something about this school in particular that's made you want to stay?
Oh, I love it.
Now here's a short promotion before our next interview.
I actually went to East Elementary, and all through school here, I went to Pendleton Heights High School. I graduated. I worked at the before and after school program, so it just feels like home to me. I love the people I work with, and I think my students are pretty amazing, too.
So you've been in Pendleton basically the entire time you've been alive.
Yes.
Like when you first came here, like as a teacher, not as a student, did you apply for any other positions other than a facts teacher?
Yes. Okay. So I graduated college in December. So I was an IA for East Elementary in the gym for a while. And then I subbed long-term in biology for like 6 weeks here. And I applied for elementary positions because I actually went to school to be an elementary teacher. And then this kind of just happened. I was asked to try it and I loved it and never left.
So you've never left because you're enjoying it. But was there anything that happened that made you like think about quitting? Like, I don't want to do this anymore.
No. No, I love it. I think every day is a new day. So if there are bad days or like, you know, bad 30, 40 minutes in a class, I'm just like, okay, tomorrow's going to be better. No.
I know some people don't like let go that easily. I'm one of those people. So bad 30 minutes turns into a bad week.
Yeah. I try really hard to like new class, new fresh faces, it's going to be a better period or tomorrow's a new day.
So the entire time you've been here, this 10 plus years, what all events have you been involved in?
Okay, so I was a class sponsor for the first 4 years I was here. I've also been a sponsor for FCCLA every single year. So we do things like give back to the community. We'll volunteer at Outfitters or women's shelters, things like that.
So I know that there's some teachers that there's a lot they do, but there's always the little things that are really important, like the volunteering at the shelters. But how do you deal with people who don't participate in group projects?
Ooh. So I try really hard the first few weeks of school to build community and get to know my students. So I think dealing with students who don't participate is individualized based on what I know about the student, based on the day, based on what they have going on in their life. So I start by trying to talk to them to the side, not in front of everybody, because I don't like to single people out. And then I just go from there.
And on the same note, how do you deal with people who want to do the group projects alone?
Again, I think it's based on getting to know the student. Some students I do let do things on their own because I know them. I know that that's what they need. And then other times, it just depends. I think it's all individualized. Depends on the student and that relationship I built with them and what I know about them.
I just know that I don't want to do anything with people I don't know. And I haven't had good luck being in classes with people I know. So,
yes, it can be really hard working in groups. So when we have 30 students, and 6 kitchens and only so much time in the kitchen. Sometimes students are like, they have to work together. There's no way around it. But I do find time to try to let them choose their group or move them around. And then when there are times when I can make it to where they can work by themselves, I'll try to do that too. So I'm just very mindful of time and trying to meet the students' needs.
All right. So with all this like chaos happening around the kitchen and a bunch of people running around with only some amount of time, what do you think is the most dangerous thing that has happened so far?
Probably the most dangerous thing was my first year here. There was somebody was making a soup and the stock caught on fire, like the base of it caught on fire, and they just stood there and stared at it. And by the time I got over there, we put it out, but it was just scary. It was an eye opener for me. Like, okay, we really need to reiterate what to do. There's a fire and kitchen safety. So ever since then, we've really focused on kitchen safety and what to do and being aware of our surroundings.
Now, back to a happier note, what was one of the funniest things you think has happened?
I really don't know what one of the funniest things has happened. I just think I have funny students in general. I really like my students, and I have students throughout the day that just make me laugh. But I can't think of the funniest thing that's happened.
All right. And one last thing I have for you. Mm-hmm. What is like the favorite thing you're cooking, and how do you change what you're cooking every year?
Like a favorite thing that I have students make?
Yes.
I like to give students options. So one of my favorite things is when, say, we're baking and they get to choose what they bake. So I can see everybody individualized and it really shows their personality. So I don't necessarily have a favorite thing, but I like it when students have choice in what they're making because I feel like they really take ownership of it and they take a lot of pride in what they're doing. And it turns out well.
All right. That's going to be everything I have. Do you have anything you want to say?
No, thank you for having me.
All right. That was my segment of Wing Weekly. Be sure to keep listening for more people. Bye.
Welcome to the Arabian Roundup
with your host, Kennedy Quinn
and Bella Myers.
We are here every Tuesday through Friday
from 5 to 7 a.m. We round up your morning thoughts and discuss the craziest of topics.
Oh my gosh, this is so awesome.
From dad jokes to the latest Taylor Swift songs, we are here to perk up your mornings
here on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome to episode 2 of Ween Weekly. Today we'll be interviewing teachers that have been here longer than last week's, or I guess 2 weeks ago, really. So would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Mr. Klipsch. I teach in technology, engineering, and construction.
Now here's a short promotion before our next interview.
Teach driver ed.
And how long have you been teaching here?
27 years.
That was the main goal. Anyone that's been here for longer than 10 years.
You hit the jackpot.
I definitely didn't check Canvas for that. What do you like about working here?
The camaraderie, the school, the focus. I don't know. It's just always seemed like a great place to work. My colleagues, and at least all the colleagues that I have come into contact with, have been helpful and supportive of what we do and what the school's goals are.
That's nice. You can talk into the mic.
Oh, okay.
That's why the mic is there.
Sorry.
I should have explained that. No, that's my
fault. That's okay.
Anyway, what do you not like? And you don't have to be too specific, maybe a bit more broad here. Freshman is an acceptable answer.
This year's freshmen they're quite... I guess you could say they live up to the hype that a lot of the people have told us. But I think they will come around. I always hear that this year's freshmen are worse than last year. But
well, yeah, every grade says the freshmen after them are worse.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And but I think they'll eventually come around and understand, you know, what's expected of them and learn what we want out of them.
They've got to smooth out, like, quit acting up so much.
Right. Yeah. And I've seen it many, many, many times. They come in as freshmen, and by the time they get to junior, senior year, they've figured it out, and they're very respectful, and I like them as people as well as students.
Yeah, that's always good when they get with the program.
Yes, yeah.
Which subject is your favorite to teach?
I would probably say my civil engineering class. Yeah, I like that because it's not just formulas and things like that, but it's also talking about architecture and some aspects of art that come into play with construction.
So you're actually doing more that actually is more relevant than just here's what you're supposed to do and here's the blah blah blah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and they can see the application of it with, you know, like we talk about stormwater runoff, and they can see the application on it of that, you know, even on the news tonight when they see the hurricane that's hitting Florida. So
for lack of a better word, it's more constructive.
Correct. Very correct.
Pun kind of intended, I guess. Why did you decide to work here specifically?
It was close to where I grew up. Mm-hmm. And I had a close relationship with my grandparents. I wanted that for my kids as well, just to be able to get to know their grandparents and vice versa. Grandparents be close to the grandkids.
So stay close to home, close to family.
Yes.
That makes sense. Were there any events while working here that you enjoyed, like, or that still enjoy, like homecoming, pep rallies,
finals week, prom week, anything like that?
Definitely not finals week. I do enjoy homecoming. I haven't attended the past couple years, but I plan to do it this year.
I haven't either, to be fair. So
Okay. I'm trying to think. Pep rallies, I really like those when you can see the kids getting fired up, whether it's in the gym or, you know, on the football field. But I really like to see the kids getting involved in not just school, but extracurriculars and,
yeah,
you know, being a part of the school spirit.
Almost like this, Weem Weekly.
There you go.
Shout out the show we're doing.
I like it.
Yeah. I mean, we have, this is one of many shows we have. I would shout them out, but I don't remember all the names because I'm not a part of them all.
I tell you what, I listen to you not just in my truck on the way to school and on the way home. When I mow my yard, I've got a radio in my earmuffs, and I get at least an hour dose a week of Weem, and I really enjoy it.
You hear me a lot, then.
Yes, I do.
I am on here maybe a bit too much.
And during class, too, when
that's
I have Weem.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know who that person is when we hear him during class, but how do you feel about your students? Any specific dislikes, any real likes?
Not really. You know, like I said, other than the freshmen, and they're going to come around.
Yeah.
But the thing that I guess I like about my students is I think they feel comfortable enough. They can come talk to me. They're not intimidated by me. And if something comes up and it's outside of the school realm, I can guide them in the right direction, and hopefully they feel comfortable and talking to me about, you know, not just school situations, but, you know, whatever may come up in their lives.
Yeah. So just any topic that they might need help with or something like that.
Correct. Yeah.
That's always nice.
I like being that person that they're comfortable enough to talk to.
And I can agree. I have not felt any issues coming to talk to you, even when I didn't have you as a teacher last year. Like, Mr. Jesse, he does kind of intimidate me, so I don't come up to him, but I never had an issue coming up to you and asking questions or anything.
Thank you.
Let's see. What fun facts have you learned about your students or from them, or like a trick on how to do something?
Oh gosh. Yeah. I'm trying.
There's a lot of possibilities. Think about
that. Yeah. The technology side of things sometimes, I used to be, I was on top of it. I was, you know, top notch. But with the age of social media and things like that, and
I'm not even top
participating in social media. They can sometimes show me things, whether it's social media related or not, something technology wise that I haven't picked up on yet.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, I was amazed by seeing a toaster with a screen on it on one of those slideshows. So I'm not up to date personally myself.
Yeah, that was a good one. I enjoyed that.
That one was pretty interesting. No Instagram. Anyway, we get a lot of updates like that.
Oh, I'll bet.
Go check out our social medias. What do you feel has gotten easier the longer you've worked here?
Oh, there's not an easy day. I'll tell you, every day is something different.
Something's challenging.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's part of what I like about teaching. It's not the mundane everyday thing.
You go in to work, do the same thing, go home, repeat.
Yeah. It's different every day. You know, this week I've started teaching driver education, and that's kind of got me on my toes a little bit more to make sure I'm prepared for that. So, what was the question again?
What's gotten easier the longer you've worked
easier
here?
Okay. I don't know that there's anything that's gotten easier. My demeanor with the kids, my classroom management, I think, has gotten better and easier at the same time. Yeah.
That's nice. Talking about your driver's ed, it's a good thing you never had me. I didn't take driver's ed personally, but I'm a nervous wreck behind the wheel.
Oh, no.
There's a reason I still only have my permit.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I've had it for over a year now.
Well, I'll give you some tips that will help you out.
I won't help. do you think you come into each new school year better prepared than you did the year before?
Well, up to this year, I'd say yes. This year, I'm teaching a new class. It's called Civil Construction, and it is dealing with horizontal construction industry, and it's a new class for me to teach, so... up to this year, I would say, yeah, every year I'm able to prepare a little bit better, But throwing a new class into the works this year has set me back a little bit. But
it throws you off.
It's But I'll get in the groove and I'll understand. You know, here's what I need to cut out. Here's what I need to add. And it's every year I kind of refine what I teach. So
yeah,
it's
a constant need of refinement. That's always happening.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's always nice. Well, that actually is the end of this segment of Weem Weekly. I don't remember who's next or if I'm the last one. I'll be honest. I don't remember what I wrote, but I would like to thank you for taking your time out of. I guess it was your prep period, not class period. That could be dangerous.
Yeah, but, we won't. No, don't take me out of class.
No. But during your prep to come down here and talk with us and share some knowledge that you've gained.
Oh, not a problem. I enjoyed it. And
yeah.
Enjoy having you in class as well.
For a second year.
Correct.
But anyway, that'll finish off my segment. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. Join us next time at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found.